all day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Swish, swish. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga.
Know why I'm here?
What is it? Week four? Is week four or three?
Four. Podcast.
No. Week three.
Week three. Yeah.
Week
podcast
three.
Episode three.
Oh, we on.
We still here.
Yeah, we
all for the OGs.
Keep Snapchatting. It's
everybody on Snapchat Discover.
Yeah.
Shout out to Snapchat.
Speaking
Discover
of Snapchat,
the game.
Yo, it is good.
Yeah, I told you.
OJ and Honey Jack.
Yeah, shout out to the OJ and Honey Jack.
Orange juice.
Views from the seven,
Honey
baby.
Jack.
Views from the seven.
Views from the
I'm
seven.
I'm innovating. So
I feel it's
you.
Lit.
You good. You
speaking
got
of Snapchat, there's chicks out here
struggling with the likes.
Yo, so hard.
So we just started, bro.
Yo,
we just started. Take it easy. Let's
go on. So
let's,
hard.
Let's,
right
let's, now. Let's ease our way into okay. that one. Right? let's ease our way into it.
What I really want to talk about right now, to start it off, is this Diddy Empire beef that's going down right now, boy. Word on the street is Diddy suing Empire the show. If you haven't heard,
Diddy's so
Diddy
petty.
Always,
yeah. He's so
swear
petty.
Somebody trying to be like him. Like,
can't
like,
stop,
dude,
won't
not
stop.
Not everybody wants to be like you, man.
No, I can't even. I don't watch it, but yeah, I heard that shit too.
Nah,
yeah.
I watch it, that and show. I can tell you, like, I don't see it as Diddy's life at all. Maybe because the only thing I can understand, okay, the guy has three kids. He's owned his own record label, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, when did Diddy get Lou Gehrig's disease?
But yeah, like, where, like since when have you had ALS? Yo, like, come son. On, B.
That show was whack.
Nah,
I think it's a dope show.
In all reality,
I think it's a dope show.
I felt bad when Diddy, quote unquote, got 0 to 100 stolen from him by Drake. Mm. So I felt bad. I was like,
did
oh,
you feel bad when Drake got slapped for it though?
No comment.
Oh,
no, listen.
but yeah, I felt bad, but now I don't feel bad anymore because now Diddy's just gonna say everybody stole everything
rather
from
on
him.
That? Diddy. Or Drake. I think Drake bodied it. I can't see
0 to 100.
Yeah, I can't.
Diddy would have never like Drake said.
But
come on,
we
would have never made a track like
we
that.
We don't know because Diddy doesn't write his own that? Shit.
Yeah,
we
he
don't
said
know
that
who wrote it for Diddy.
Drake the OG.
We don't know who would have wrote it for Diddy though.
Come on, honestly, son.
You don't know who he got ghostwriting.
Wait, come on. When the angels calling.
Come on, son. Come on, son.
Diddy had a couple hot just tracks.
Fucking
man.
Trash,
Diddy
man.
Never had a fly bar ever.
Come on.
Man.
All About the Benjamins. Now,
what?
His verse on All About the Benjamins.
Yo, take
which
that back
Biggie
right
probably
now.
Fucking
I'm
wrote.
Not taking that back.
Take
his,
that back right now.
Yo, come on, man.
Nah,
what?
His verse
he
on All About the Benjamins wasn't hard, though.
He never had a fly
yo, that's
verse.
Not his. That's not his.
All right.
Biggie
that.
Wrote that.
Take that.
It's not his, man.
Take that.
Come on. Nonetheless. Is Diddy just going to continue claiming things are his, even though they're not his?
How about everybody who fucks with Diddy ends up going broke?
Dead.
No career. Mace is still in there.
Yo, but honestly.
What are you talking about? Mace lost like a million followers on IG and deleted
honestly,
his shit.
Where's 112, my nigga?
You know how many bodies? Yo,
the last
you know,
video they made, it was fat looking,
yo,
flabby
go,
and sick.
You know, if you go, if you go in Diddy's backyard, my nigga, there is a graveyard of careers
word
there.
Bodies.
There is yo,
French
yo,
Montana, the only
yo,
nigga.
Now
he's
about
to
get washed.
I'm gonna give you the list. So Diddy bodied 112. Yeah. Diddy bodied Loon.
Mm-hmm. He made him turn Muslim.
Loon is gone. He bodied Shine.
Shine in Belize.
Yeah, like you.
Nah,
yo,
but
Diddy
Shine
got bodied.
Yo, Shine
he
is
bodied.
Doing his thing, though. He's
bro, yeah, yo, he bro, he bodied.
Shout out to
the prime
man.
Minister.
Po, real Brooklyn nigga, man. Shout out to Shine.
His pops
Shine,
is
yo.
The prime minister of Belize.
Right.
So he chilling.
Bro, bro, okay. He bodied Cassie. So he bodied Cassie's entire career.
Because
he wiped that up and said, you're not going to
you're
sing
not
anymore.
Making no music. And then he's trying hard to body Ryan Leslie's career because Ryan Leslie is Cassie's ex.
What about Shakedown?
You serious?
Yeah.
What happened to Red Cafe?
Yeah. What else?
Oh, and Cafe.
What else?
Come on, bro. Yo, that Diddy, all. Diddy got a graveyard in his yard.
Don't forget
bro.
About Dylon, dude.
Oh, and Dylon.
Don't forget Dylon, about making Dylon, a band.
Dylon. All of them died. So all of them
making
dead.
A band. Freddie
P. Freddie P.
Nigga. What was that other boy group?
I'm chopping. I'm sitting on shines.
I forgot their name.
Yo, Diddy got
one, a day 26 or some shit like that.
Yeah, bro, day 26. Yeah.
Careers got bodied.
Yo, Danny Kane.
Yo, remember Chopper?
Yo, Bad Boy. Bad Boy.
Chopper was real.
Bad Boy.
I just quoted him too, son.
Yeah, Bad Boy is the place where careers go to die, my nigga. That's where. You get signed to Bad Boy, that's it.
And he made them walk over the Brooklyn Bridge for some cheesecake.
Oh, my nigga, I would have took a slice. Shout out to Joe. I would have took a piece, bro.
Dylon was like,
yo,
he called me to tell him, bring him back a cheesecake.
Yo, did he give them like a slice?
No, he ate it in front of him. Didn't he throw it away?
Nah,
he did. He did some wild boy shit.
I would have fucked him up.
He did some wild boy shit.
I think he threw it away.
He did some
wild
shit.
What? He's mad disrespectful. Did he mad disrespectful? Huh?
Yo, was it as cold as right now? No, it wasn't that cold outside. But still, my nigga.
To walk? Yo,
nah.
to walk?
From where? From Park Ave? And
I think it was downtown.
Nah. They came from Bad Boy, son. It was in Bad Boy Studio.
Right, Diddy where said, is I want
some cheese. That's Midtown, bro.
No, it's not.
It is. It's like
that's
Paul
Midtown, bro.
I think it's like over 6th. It's like over 6th downtown. Near the tunnel.
It's yes, Midtown.
It's in because I think it's in the same studio where they record. Where they record Breakfast Club. It's on 6th.
Is it there?
I think so.
Yo,
or, you know, don't call me on that. Yeah.
Nonetheless, even if it's there, you gotta walk all the way to the Brooklyn Bridge, then walk across the Brooklyn Bridge,
and walk back.
Then you gotta
walk. That's a lot of
to
walking,
Flatbush,
bro. Walking
to Junior's Cheesecake. Then walk back. Then walk back.
All that for
yo,
no
you know
career.
What?
Word.
No career.
All that to
money.
Die
you
know in Diddy
no
backyard.
What's the
certain things
thing,
with money, man.
What's the wildest thing you ever had to do for somebody?
For some bread or just like regular?
you pick.
The wildest. Damn. The fuck.
Damn.
This is a kind of a curveball because we didn't discuss this before the show.
I wasn't ready.
Yeah, we
this
wasn't ready
wasn't
for
even
this
the
part.
Topic.
It just came to mind. Like, I just want to know.
Right. You passed the OJ. Bro.
I think the wildest thing I had to do, I waited. It was high school. It was one of my first. It was my first ex. I waited outside her school. She was in college. She went to Hunter. I waited outside for 3 hours.
What?
No umbrella.
For what?
And
the rain, bro?
It rained on me.
Rain on.
What's that called, Thomas song?
Wait, why? Why though? Why
I
wanted box.
Rain.
Did you get box?
Ever.
No. Damn, son.
Rain.
That's top
you know,
10.
And then she hit me up and I said, "Yo, what happened?" "Oh, I had to meet up with my dad. Sorry."
Yo, in all reality, bro, my freshman year of high school, there was this chick I used to like named Amanda Crenshaw. And
yo, why are you shouting out Amanda like
OD?
That?
Shout out.
Yo, she looked good. I hope she looked good. Yo, Amanda, if you don't look good, Amanda.
Mad people gonna go look up her Facebook right now.
Yeah, Amanda, word.
But Facebook requests on a hundred.
I took the train with her to her hood, and she lived in Brownsville. Wildest shit I ever did. She lived in the projects. It was crazy. Pink houses. Shout out to Pink houses.
Damn, you.
Niggas do anything for some box, my nigga. Son, niggas to do any. I don't know. Like, I don't give a. What they gotta do with anything?
Like, yo, I don't even look at it. When I'm driving down Linden, I don't even look at them.
That's Brooklyn's finest.
Nah, that was Brownsville.
Y'all gonna give them more exposure, like. I mean, shout out to Pink Houses, but like, I mean, it's Pink Houses.
Listen,
you
thoughts
know what I mean?
From
you know?
Pink Houses, you're still whack.
Whoa.
I get sliced
yo,
up.
Yo, they got the goons.
Yo. Remember, Seven Guard said
that.
That
was Seven Guard.
I said the thoughts.
Shout
not
out
the
to
niggas.
Seven Guard.
Listen,
and,
y'all some real
and
niggas.
C. Joe Black, Chris Boucher.
I didn't say anything about that.
No. That was
man. I love everybody, man.
That was all Seven Guard.
That was all Seven Guard.
I'm not gonna say who it was, but
deactivating my Instagram as we speak.
Changing
the name.
The thoughts be on Instagram lit. But yo, shout out to them joints that be on Instagram. Woo. Doing that extra
Sheesh.
Flex for 11 Woo. Likes.
Yo, why
no. How about the ones with no mattress? Like they'll take the picture with like the
a
the
box
mirror.
Spring, no headboard.
Box spring, no headboard. Like, girl, you got no headboard.
But wait. You better
Chevy
have your
box.
Own crib.
Whoa.
For how me about, to fuck you, you better have your own crib.
Right, right.
Your own car.
Yeah, she want the nigga
full-time
to have his own
job.
Car, his own end. Crib. Bitch got a blow up. A blow up.
Airbag.
Come on, girl. My, what you want?
Yo, she got, she
got a twin side.
She don't even have the automatic pump. She got the foot pump.
Bro,
she got the foot pump.
Yo, you know you just OD.
Got the word, y'all. Nah, let's chill.
You just OD.
Cause they gonna hate. Cause there's some of them right
they
now.
Gonna listen. Oh. They gonna listen. Be like, yo, right is now, he talking about me?
Listen, they about to go on IKEA right now. Look for
the cheapest.
Shout out to IKEA because y'all got some nice ass furniture for some cheap ass prices.
They got it for the low.
Yeah.
Yo, it really for the low though.
But
really, it's nice shit too.
But real shit like. It really be like that on IG. Like I be scrolling up on my timeline, and chicks be like,
listen, "Oh, topic."
And real talk, yo, but how about, a lot of chicks? How about you know? Is it another thing? Dirty mirrors, clean your fucking mirror with mad, you know, glass on your mirrors, dog. Like, come on, man.
Shout out to the Haitian.
Glass is dust and dirt and dirty shit on your mirror.
Glass. That's the word for the day. Glass.
Just to clarify that for you, we gonna drop some knowledge on y'all.
Yeah.
But like, yo, how about like? I just don't get why. Girls would be on IG with like their thongs, panties, taking pictures in the mirror. But if they come to your crib, no, I'm shy. I don't want you to see.
Oh
like
yeah,
that.
Right.
But you would put it on Instagram.
Oh, I got a nice one.
But you got to request nudes right away.
I got a nice one. How about the ones who like take the nude? Not all right. Bra, panties.
The almost nudes.
But then it's like when you with them, it's like, so what's up, like. Oh, I'm not that kind of girl.
And they lay like logs.
What?
You just show the world everything.
Planking.
Like,
but if I really want to see it, I could go on your IG.
Right.
If I really want to see it.
I don't want to send you a pic, but you showed the world your ass.
Yeah. I guess it's, you know, it's only entertainment.
Wait. What, y'all niggas ask girls for pictures?
Every
nigga asks for pictures.
You know what's crazy?
But I think it's whack though.
You know what? You know what's crazy? Like, I haven't requested a nude in a long time.
You just get them,
yeah, unsolicited, right. And I respect that.
And when they insinuate,
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I ask too. Because when they insinuate stuff, I'll be like, yo, pick.
How about when a girl, my phone, not to cut you off, but how about when a girl be like, oh, I just took this nice ass picture of myself, but I'm not gonna show you though. Why bring it up?
Why bring it up?
You see, like I said today, I was like, why.
Like, don't bring it up. I ain't ask you to see it.
I ain't ask you for shit.
My day's still going to go on if I don't see it or
like,
not, but
people be like,
don't
oh,
bring
I got
it
a
up.
Story to tell.
I didn't,
or guess what?
But
nah,
you,
never
you
mind.
You want to know why? It goes back to one of our other topics. They want you to be thirsty. Like, oh, I want this nigga to ask me for a picture. Like, I'm not going to ask you.
Yeah.
You send it.
Fuck, my nigga.
You send it. You send it. You don't. Oh, well, my life still goes on.
Yeah, I really, like, survive off thirst like it's food or something.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's water. But, yo,
Jesus
all,
in the
all
desert,
reality, bro. Like, shout out to the girls that
hold it down.
That hold it down and send unsolicited pics and nudes. I completely respect that, bro. Like,
I'm gonna hold you down.
If you're gonna send me unsolicited, if you like, I like surprises. I like to be at work in the middle of a meeting, in the middle of a presentation, talking to my boss, and I get a nude. I like that. That spices up my life. You know what I'm saying?
I don't mean to cut you off, right? But like. Why not send me a picture? But I'm going crazy in the room. Like, we going crazy sex. Like, sex is OD. We having OD sex, but you don't want to send me a pic? I didn't see your pussy. I didn't see.
But
like,
you know what? Not for nothing, though. I'm going to. Because
they don't want. Like, if shit goes.
We
if
haven't.
Shit fails.
We haven't started.
Put it out there.
We haven't started streaming live yet.
That's true. Exactly. Thank you.
To the point where people could call in, but we're going to start doing that by, like, episode 5.
Let's set up a line. Yeah,
no, we're going to. No, it's in the works.
We
it's
want
in the works.
Every
but
and anybody
in their defense, though, what you do in the bedroom is private. And, like, because you got a lot of fuck niggas on Twitter and Instagram airing girls out.
Yeah, that's true.
But
and
you
I don't
know
blame,
who you fucking with.
But exactly. Yeah, but you don't, you never know, though. You never know because the one thing could get a nigga tight. And then it'd just make him want to.
You gotta know what kind of nigga it is.
It depends on what type of nigga it is. But yeah.
In all reality, to the niggas out there, to the niggas out there.
Niggas that'll do it. And I don't blame the girls that don't want
to
send pictures.
To the niggas out there that put nudes out on blast when
fuck
they get
boys.
Upset. fuck y'all.
You just as bad as a fucking snitch. Yeah,
real talk, you will fuck nigga for
as
real.
As a guy, that shit is whack. Real talk, as a guy, when you're dealing
because
with a woman,
I like getting shit
you're
like
supposed
that.
To make it easier for the next guy.
Word, you're making it hard.
You're making
for everybody.
It so tough.
You're supposed to set a positive standard.
You know what Lloyd Banks said? He said, it's niggas like you that make niggas like me look like niggas like you.
You word.
Exactly.
Well, how about really? The niggas? How about the niggas?
That's too? Real shit, though. I like that word. <That's real.
laughs> Yeah, no. This, yeah, like really is niggas
that's
like
real.
That. That's real. That's real.
In reality, like, you, as a dude, you're supposed to be setting a new standard. When you mess with a chick for the first time, you're supposed to be like, after me, you supposed to fuck with niggas better than me.
And
it's
no
gonna
lower.
Be hard.
Yo,
to
thank you.
Right.
Meek said it right. The best.
Yo,
I judge you off the niggas you
that,
fucked.
You know who said that recently? I don't know if you listened to the Chris Brown interview on Breakfast Club.
Nah.
The nigga was like, yo, with Rihanna.
Shout out to Breakfast Club.
When she was dating Drake, he was like, what you gonna date? Some rapper singing ass nigga? It's not like, if you're gonna move on, make it better than me. And then when Charlamagne mentioned that she was dating Leonardo DiCaprio, he was like, that's good. I'm glad. Because he's better. Like, he's on a different scale than me.
Yeah.
And
you can't
as long as
Leo.
You're moving up, I don't
Leo
care.
The goat of acting.
But if you're going to move down after me, like, come on.
Leo still don't got an Oscar.
Yeah, I want some IHOP.
Yeah, that's politics.
Yo,
that's
politics. Yo, I was just, yo, no lie.
You know why? You know what's the real story behind that? You know, the people that run the Oscars, he smashed one of their daughters.
Oh?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is? 100%. Because, no lie, I was talking to Cass about this.
Shout
I was
out
like,
to Leonardo
yo,
DiCaprio.
He's gold. Check out, yo, look at Leo's.
And he been blackballed.
Look at his list.
Leo.
Look at his catalog.
Leo's catalog.
Wolf of
is
Wall
retarded.
Street, Titanic. Yeah.
Top
line
movie.
Great Gatsby.
He's blackballed.
Catch Me If You Can. Like, come on.
Bro,
Gangs
of New York.
Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York. Inception.
Shutter Island.
Yo,
Shutter Island.
Oscars.
Oh, yo. Huff.
Yo, Leo.
No
yo.
Oscars.
Leo got minimum. Yeah, minimum.
Yo,
minimum three Martin Scorsese movies and has no Oscars.
Have you
Martin
seen?
Scorsese,
Leo has
bro.
No Oscars?
No Oscars. None.
Have he's like the Snoop Dogg of fucking acting, my nigga.
Basically.
Snoop Dogg has no Grammys, bro.
None.
Yo, have you seen Dallas Buyers Club?
Yeah.
How?
McConaughey.
What would you rate it as?
McConaughey.
Was it better than Gatsby?
Wait,
what
not Oscar worthy.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Not Oscar worthy.
No. Buyers Club was better than Gatsby.
Was it better than Wolf of Wall Street?
Nope.
Wait, no, it was better than Wolf of Wall Street, but it wasn't better than
Wolf
Inception.
Of Wall Street is a classic.
No, well, Inception was a different year.
I know, but
the year where he
nah,
was
Buyers Club was really
you
good.
You think Buyers Club was better
was
than Wolf of
really
Wall Street?
Good.
Buyers Club was good, but it's not better than Wolf.
I didn't see Buyers Club. I can't even.
Buyers
not
Club was
Wolf.
Really good, bro.
I heard
Club was,
American Hustle.
Everybody's entitled
American
to that
Hustle was better than.
But the thing
no,
is,
I heard
not,
American Hustle
but the
was
thing
trash.
Is about
nah,
Buyers
I
like
Club.
American Hustle.
You gotta understand with Buyers Club. Buyers Club is a very pivotal movie because
it was a movement. Yeah, it was
not only it was very well directed and the actors in there were great, but it's also about an epidemic and it's shedding light on a whole area of an epidemic that people really don't talk about.
He took charge of that situation.
Yeah, and
too.
it opens a whole new gate of learning for people. You know what I mean? Like people really don't understand how powerful the FDA is. The FDA really controls
can shut shit down.
What medicines people get in the United States.
Because it was
States.
Vitamins that was helping them stay healthy. And it
exactly.
was just like, yo, you can't use that, though.
And it was like, no, you can't use that because pharmaceutical companies don't make money
don't
off
make
that.
Don't make money off that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was some real shit. That's why I fuck with Buyers Club.
Now,
like,
I fuck with it, too. Buyers Club is real.
With it.
Yeah.
That's why I put it as better than those movies because it's very enlightening.
The substance is crazy.
Yeah, the substance is crazy in that movie.
All right, but everything you just mentioned was the movie and what it was about, the plot, right?
Yeah.
That's not what the movie won an Oscar for. The movie won an Oscar for Best Actor.
That might get it. Now that
McConaughey?
McConaughey
did
won
a great job.
Best Actor.
He bodied that.
And in all reality, opinion.
Wolf of Wall Street, great acting. It was more of a comical almost.
Right. And also in all reality, people not realizing that Jared Leto caught the body in that too.
Yo, he caught the
because he played the gay. He played the gay role. He played the gay role.
He did catch the body.
Jared Leto bodied that. Too. So in all reality, you gotta give him that. You gotta give him that. But
they need to give my man a
Leo
fucking
needs
Oscar.
Leo should have gotten an Oscar for Inception.
But Cass was
bro.
Telling me he's in some new movie now where he's like playing it's like some dude that the first person to get locked up for committing a murder, but he first person to plead insanity.
Oh.
And like he has 26 different personalities.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah.
He's just gonna be
that's sick.
Portraying that for the whole movie. Like,
if he don't get that, if
imagine
he don't
imagine 26 different personalities.
If he don't get a,
bro,
if he don't get an Oscar for that,
yo, it's just
we suing the committee.
Yo,
that sounds like
a woman.
They
still
to me.
Not gonna give it to him. I'm telling you.
Yo, if he doesn't get it, we're suing the committee.
They
bro.
Not gonna give it to him.
Yeah,
like, yo, Tokyo.
Yo, hold on. Why is the Hawks beating the Cavs, man? This is crazy.
Yeah, yo. In all reality.
Shout out to Westbrook, man.
Yo. For real, people not realizing how vulnerable Cleveland is.
Yeah.
As good as they are and they have LeBron, they are hugely vulnerable, bro.
But that's not even, although we fuck with LeBron.
LeBron's the best player.
Shout out
in the
to
league.
That nigga. What, yo, Westbrook is that nigga right
nah,
now.
Nah, Westbrook is playing. Westbrook right now is in Jordan mode.
Yeah, he's wilding.
He's in Jordan mode. Matter of fact, Westbrook is wearing a mask. It's actually Michael Jordan back in the right now for a little bit.
With the Ninja Turtle
mask. Yeah, with the Ninja Turtle mask on.
Did Dave really go to Chicago?
Who?
Did Dave really go to Chicago?
David Lee?
No, Dave.
Oh, nah. He going on Sunday. He going to drive. He crazy.
He bugging.
Shout out to Dave driving
Dave
to
Chicago.
Wish him luck,
driving
y'all.
To Chicago.
His Instagram is Duck. His Instagram
duck sauce
is
and ketchup.
At Duck Sauce and Ketchup.
Duck
no lie.
That's his real
type
Instagram.
Type at Duck Sauce and Ketchup.
He's a little extra, but yo, this is a it doesn't get any realer than
yo,
Dave.
And if
follow
you don't
at Duck Sauce and Ketchup
shout out to that
on Instagram.
Duck Sauce and Ketchup.
Follow the Wild Notes, too, because that's his... That's his alias page.
Oh,
funny
really?
As hell.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Follow it.
Hey,
it's dope.
Go
check it
out
right now.
Yeah, Wild Notes.
The Wild Notes.
Out.
Dope.
Oh, wait. Nick, we don't need to introduce ourselves anymore.
Nah. I'm pretty sure they already know from the last episode.
Hey, Chris Boucher, man.
This podcast 3, they know who we are.
I'm pretty sure they know who it is, man.
You know who I am. You know why I'm here.
Mr. Jack King, CJ Black.
Views from the 7.
Marveloso.
Yeah. Change it up.
But nah. In all reality, bro, if Leo plays that role and doesn't get an Oscar.
Dude,
well, I'm not
sure.
That was word of
mouth.
I haven't looked it up or read about it myself.
It's over. It's over.
Nah. If I'm Leo and I win an Oscar, I'm going on stage and I'm doing a Marshawn
Lynch. I'm thankful.
I'm going up there and I'm going, yeah, I'm thankful. And then I'm taking a selfie on stage.
Just because they played me so much, right?
And I'm taking
a
selfie on stage. And then I'm just going to leave the Oscar there. Like yeah.
You know why I'm here.
Taking a selfie right now.
Fuck y'all.
Yo, Boucher taking a selfie of a selfie.
Anyway.
You taking a
selfie. No, but
seriously. But shout out to Westbrook for going for a triple double.
Yo, no.
Since Jordan. Since
matter of fact, Cash
that.
Just said this too. He said, like, yo, imagine if Westbrook ends up winning the MVP this year. So you have two MVP candidates consecutive years.
Yeah.
Right, and you still can't win a championship.
That's crazy.
Imagine that. Imagine that.
They're not winning a championship.
Imagine that.
That would be sad, folks. But you know what's crazy? That's extremely possible.
It is, of course.
That's extremely possible. And that's sad. But what's crazy is Chicago got the MVP with D. Rose, and he didn't win that year either.
But it's two consecutive MVPs,
yeah, it is back-to-back. Yeah.
Not one.
It's two different players.
Yeah. Two different players, bro.
On the same squad.
I've never seen that
before. One player killing. It's two different players on the same squad
and
killing.
You still don't get MVP.
And you still don't win the chip.
Yo, you still don't get the chip. That's sad,
bro.
Yeah,
that's sad.
So do you think that Oklahoma City is just haunted? Like they're that's it. They got a curse because they let James Harden go. Because James Harden is an MVP running.
Yo,
MVP
candidate. James Harden is playing basketball.
Imagine if you had two MVP candidates on the same team now.
But
Harden and Westbrook on the same team.
What?
And you still don't win the championship.
What? Fear the beard? What? Because Harden is playing top shelf basketball right now. First of all, people really don't realize that Harden only shoots from the three-point line and lays up. That's it. That's all he does. He pulls up to the three, shoots, and if he doesn't get that, he goes, runs in, and he either gets fouled or he makes a layup. That's it. Like, Like that, and I guess he could run in there because he's probably real ugly under the beard. Because I feel like that's how all the beard gang niggas is.
Yo,
they
I'm really tired
under
of this.
Yo,
what's up with this beard gang?
I'm
shit,
really man. Tired of this. With it. What you mean what's up with this beard gang? I just like it. It looks
nah,
nice.
Nah,
it looks good on me.
Like,
you know,
yeah. You think? Wait, you think these girls think, like it? What do you think the lady? Think that like the ladies like beards more or like
yeah they
I
respect
think,
it
you know what I think?
I think it's just like it's one of those things that's in style right now it's like
I think
it's
a
new,
fad.
It's new fad
I think it women is. Like beards yeah. because other women like beards
right it's a trend
same way like all of a sudden trend. Girls like dudes with muscles like I only date beasts oh do you lift like
the fuck
you ain't care about that
shut
shit 3 years
yeah.
ago
shut up
who's the
you cared about some Wiz Khalifa looking dude out
yo
three
girls yo it's getting me so tight it's like you're like yo I hate when you have to like practically sell yourself to get to know somebody.
You know, listen, most girls don't have personalities of themselves. Like they have to feel.
Yeah, but like,
the
what do you have to do?
Nothing. They
what
can't
do
you
but
talk
like,
about?
Yeah. What do you have to do?
That's why
to
guys,
let somebody know that
we
you're
make
feeling
we make
them,
better
like.
Friends. That's how come girls they don't be real friends because they don't know how to maintain a friendship. They always talking shit about each other.
Exactly.
That's the basis of y'all friendship.
Drake said it himself. Just to show me pictures of their friends and tell me they ain't really friends.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Drake really. He was from the six.
Yo, you know, he's from the six.
Wow.
But a lot of guys won't be able to, like, fucking relate to it because they don't.
They don't philosophize.
There's a lot of niggas
man.
Who do things for niggas. You know that, right?
Like, of course.
Oh, yeah. Let me stunt. But for niggas.
But those are those are not
yeah.
men.
Not
those
for
are
girls, yeah. but for niggas.
Those are not men.
Yeah.
Those are women.
Kids.
Those
yeah.
are women.
Right.
They women. Yeah. They women.
Yeah. They're gay, but they just
women.
Don't know it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
a lot of niggas. You know,
a lot of soy milk they
yeah.
drinking.
Yeah, yeah boy. Yeah.
yeah. A lot of what? Go ahead.
I just chill. I
promise I won't stop going.
Rich homie, baby.
Yo, in all reality, bro, I'm telling you. These chicks,
not new niggas and new bitches,
they be tripping, son. They be tripping, and I feel like a guy shouldn't have to go all the way there to impress a woman. I feel like a woman should just say, "All right,"
but they need to
be intrigued by what they.
Tell me who you are.
They need to be impressed, though. You wanna know why?
Why?
I'm not gonna say why, but you know why.
A million guys.
You need to say why. Say why for the people.
I'm not
going to
say
let the
why.
Because it's a million why. All right, stay tuned. Next podcast. Pat's going to tell you why.
Nah. But we all know why. Because but nowadays, like, these girls really
right.
Oh, they concerned with taking trips to All-Star weekend?
Nah, ain't nothing wrong with the fast. I don't know. Fast.
That's why six of these chicks were willing to stay in one guy's apartment? Shout out to Bears.
What?
Oh. R.I.P. them.
He said now it. But go ahead. It don't matter.
Whipping
it
to AC at 16.
Yo, listen, man, this is real. Like, for everybody listening,
I'm
going to
be
no,
real.
This is not
I'm
going to
be real. Everybody's looking at me like now, like, yo.
No,
well.
Go ahead. You
well.
Have
killing
to.
Yourself right now.
No.
But I'm going to be real.
It's
like,
deeper than rap.
Black, sit down. Sit
yo,
down.
I wish I could. Yo, you know what? Just because of what Mr. King is doing
wait,
next episode we're going to have visuals.
Nah. This ain't Dragon Ball Z, my nigga. Wait. You got to finish this off now, son.
Hey, this is visuals. Not power, bro. This is not Empire.
About to fight Frieza.
Fuck all
like,
that. We don't do that, bro. You got to talk.
Next time
bro.
On. We're going to start visuals, though.
Next time on right, Dragon
so look,
Ball.
So look, will Goku save
so
the
look,
day? Will Frieza die? Will light-skinned girls text back?
Yo, for real. Yo, why don't light-skinned girls text back?
I don't know.
Yo, I wish I knew. I'm still trying to find it to this day.
Why what?
Why skin
girls
don't text back?
But light skin girls don't
wait.
Light skin girls don't text back.
You're gonna get to
oh,
it.
Oh, no,
people
no,
don't
no,
fly.
No, no. Why don't
people don't fly?
Why don't girls who think they're hot period don't text back?
Yo, they not hot.
They not hot.
They not hot.
Yo, man. You know when I know they not hot? When you beat it.
Pat got the.
I don't give a fuck because I know, like, yo, you beat it, right?
Look, wait. Look, no, hold on.
Pat got the Zane low face.
You know what it is?
You
know what it is?
You owe us a store.
Wait.
Pat got the Zane low face.
What face I got on right now?
The Zane low.
The Zane
low. Houseway.
The houseway. You want to know why these girls ain't hot?
Houseway.
You want to know why?
You ain't got the answer.
You
want to
know why they not hot? They hot because of us. We make them hot. They ain't hot without us. They not hot without niggas thirsting in a box.
Right.
If niggas not thirsting in a box, they not hot.
Imagine if a girl had like two niggas inboxing her DM.
They're not hot. Imagine like how many thirst niggas is boxing is thirsting in a box.
Right. That would be a lot.
Without that thirst, they not hot.
You know how many men
without these niggas thirsting, following, commenting, oh, you're so beautiful. They not hot.
Yeah. I don't. Well,
show some integrity.
Make you hot.
That's
you need
real
to
shit.
Understand. We make you hot.
Tell him, chill.
I'm gonna be real. We make you hot, all right?
Back
to the story.
Back to the story.
Back to the story.
Pat just went off. That was some deep.
Yo, listen,
shit.
It's real shit
that
though.
Jack, listen, shout out to the Jack and OJ because that shit is.
Yo, views from the seven.
It's real shit though. You,
Jack this is story.
Oh,
you
honey,
know what?
Honey
you
Jack
know what?
Too.
The,
honey
you know
Jack
what? The
OJ.
Perfect example. You know how these rappers and shit? They be like, "Yo, I'm nothing without my fans." You bitches need to understand you the same shit.
Ooh,
right? You nothing without us. Now,
flex bomb.
Wow.
Flex bomb.
Get him. What Flex said?
Get him.
I got the Canada Goose on.
Yo.
Get him. I just
now,
bought
so
me
look,
some new
you
Tims.
You expecting the utmost from me. You expecting the utmost from me. But you
why he said, I just bought me some new Tims.
Yo, Flex was wilding on the radio that day.
Yeah. yo, Flex could get me so tight with them bombs and replay.
Yo, like, whenever whenever Flex get a new track, I change the station.
Yo, never want to hear it.
Change the station.
Yo, it take half an hour to finish the full track.
Yo,
3 minutes, 30 seconds.
Honestly, yo, he spent his whole, when 50 dropped Piggy Bank, he spent his whole segment.
I think Flex
rewinding
got a,
the shit.
Wait,
shout
wait,
out to Flex.
Bro.
when Magna Carta dropped,
he was wilding. Yeah,
when Holy Grail,
it took an hour. It took an hour.
It took an hour and a half.
It took 1 hour
and a half.
Yo, to play Otis.
We were in
the
city that
the
night.
First song.
We was with you, Boucher. Boucher, we was with you.
Yeah, we was in the city
that night.
Who's that Best Buy? Who's that Best Buy?
That was the same night on the Hudson.
Right.
I was there with y'all.
Shout out to the Hudson. Yo, we be wilding on the Hudson.
Find us on the Hudson.
Find us on the Hudson.
Yo, not for nothing though. You think I was bugging for what I just said though? Am I
right
or wrong?
No,
that's accurate.
No, it was pure.
That's accurate.
It's no editing, bro.
No. It's not even about the editing. I just want to know, am I bugging for what I just said?
It's how you feel.
No, it's not
about
how I feel.
Just like
am I right though?
Pat, you know when you did that? That was like when Will went up to Uncle Phil and telling him like, he don't need his pops.
Right.
Uncle Phil don't love me, man.
Same depth.
Yo, that was one of my favorite episode. I was crying.
I teared up quick. And I have my
that
pops.
Was real.
I wish the kids of this generation had like what we had Family Matters, Fresh Prince. What we had back in the day.
Yo, my nigga, we had Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold was
Hey Arnold taught man. You morals,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey Arnold. Rugrats. Duck.
Yo, you know what Hey Arnold taught you? That girl who be fronting like
Helga.
I don't like it.
Yo, Angelica. No, not Helga. Not Angelica. What's her name?
Angelica was one too,
yo,
bro.
Angelica
was a hater, bro.
Angelica was really a hater.
She's a hater, bro.
Yo, there's mad Angelicas on Instagram,
Tommy, bro.
There's mad Angelicas on Instagram.
She's the original fronting ass bitch.
She is.
Wow.
She is.
For real.
She out here fronting like her life is good. Her mom always on the phone. Your mom don't love you.
Fuck out of here. Your podcast is over.
That's it.
Your mom don't love you, ma.
Yo, it's a lot of girls. They moms don't love them.
Don't love
and
you.
And they act like Angelica.
If you go to your mom right now, she on the phone. Like
them
Angelica
niggas,
moms.
Yo, Tommy, Chucky, they trying to make moves. They building. And here comes fucking Angelica ready
Tommy
to ruin the fucking day.
Tommy out here like, that nigga was talking shit, so I done knocked that motherfucker out. Let's go, Chucky.
Angelica out here hating because her mom on the phone.
Yo, cartoons back then had codes, my nigga. Yo, Recess, the nigga.
Yo, I didn't even know what cartoons
was out. It was the original snitch.
Recess.
Yo, Randall was a snitch. Yo, any nigga I meet now named Randall, bro, I'm like, yo.
Sir, I don't trust them off strength.
Snitch ass nigga, bro.
I don't trust one Randall. Yo, have you met one Randall that you trust, son?
Never.
All of them are
never.
Snitches. Oh, my God.
Never. Never.
Randall. Bro, you might as well be named Randy. If you wasn't named Randy and named Randall, then you just a snitch ass.
Yeah,
snitch,
you a snitch.
I know a dude named Randy. He a cop now.
Look.
Randall.
Randall.
What Randy a cop?
Yo, man. Randy from high school. Man.
Not Randy.
Yeah.
Not Randy from Floyd.
That guy.
He's a cop?
He's a cop. It's real, bro. But In all reality, back in the day, these cartoons and these TV shows taught you the wild morals. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. And today, you're not getting that. In all reality, bro, like, it's just a whole moral code and system that you're not getting no more. Like, I watched some of the new cartoons.
It's fucking stupid, honestly.
Like, Adventure Time is type lit. You know
yeah, Adventure Time, type
lit. There's a few of them, but it's not really like that. Yeah, like, many of them that's that actually out here.
Bread
teaching.
Boogers or something. Like, these motherfuckers, like,
I don't know
they in
no
the
more.
Mines digging. Like, it's some
I
real.
I don't know no more. I just know there's Adventure Time, and then there's some other
Courage the Cowardly Dog was real.
Real.
That was a real. People ain't get
real.
The message
they
in
didn't.
That.
They didn't, because they
ain't
all,
get
they,
the, they, ain't
all
get
they saw was a dog being mad scared all the time. But they not realizing that your fears is what drives you. You know what I'm saying? Overcoming your fears drives you to your success.
Dead
That's
ass.
What Courage
the
was
Cowardly
teaching.
Yeah, he was teaching
bro.
That, son. Because you know he rose saying? To the occasion
every time.
But that nigga was dumb shook.
But he was shook, but he did it. You know what I'm saying? You scared.
We talking about
you
Courage.
Courage
the
Cowardly
Dog.
Oh, right,
you
right,
scared.
People used to like. People didn't get the message, like, what they basically trying to say. Like, the nigga was dumb scared.
But he rose to the occasion
every time
and
he
did
had
what he
to,
had to do.
He did what he had to do, son.
Son, that's
cartoons,
it.
Cartoons now, you're not getting that.
You're not getting Some that nonsense. Type of, you're not getting that type
SpongeBob
of stuff.
SpongeBob was
on,
like the wave of, like, dumb shit coming in, you know what I mean? Senseless dumb shit.
Yeah, it was like, you know. But, like SpongeBob, every once in a while would drop some gems.
Yeah.
But it was mostly whitewashed. Bro.
Yeah, it was dumb shit.
But like what
SpongeBob
can you do?
Came to work every day. I get it.
Yeah, ethic is crazy. And his ethic
was good.
You know what I'm saying? That he had he was loyal. He had a best friend named Pat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you know loyal. How much times I get flack about that shit?
Yo,
and he was like
Instagram named the Pat Star one
Yo,
time.
Yo, I did.
Get the fuck out of here.
Just to you know how when you do something to show somebody that it doesn't get to you.
Yeah.
You know what? Matter of fact, speaking of that, I always said this thing, right? Like, yo, you know how people, like, back in the day, they would call you a nigga because, like, not even back in the day, like, recently. Like, if somebody calls you a nigga, right, they'll say it because they know it hurts you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, if somebody calls you, if you're fat, right, somebody calls you fat, they're only going to call you fat because they know it's going to hurt you and people want to hurt you. So, if you show them, like, okay, I'm fat and... What do you have against it? Like,
yeah.
So it's like instead of them making you feel like shit, that person feel like shit. Like, yo, I can't hurt this person.
I got no more jokes.
Like, I can't make this person feel beneath me anymore.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt about the N word. Like, using the word nigga. It's like, all right, I know I'm black. All right, I know that's what they used to call slaves back in the day. You want to call me a nigga? It doesn't bother me. I'll call you a nigga right back. What
are
you gonna
do? All right, nigga.
All right.
Good luck,
like,
nigga.
You can't hurt me with that. Like, come again. Try something else.
That's
you know?
That's true. Once you make it a big deal, they show
like,
that
yo,
it
once,
you.
Once people know that something hurts you, they're going to exploit it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to use it as your weakness.
It's a weakness. What happened to Achilles when they found out what his
was
weakness
lit.
Was?
They
killed him.
They shot his heel and said, oh.
It was over.
They did the murder move.
So you got.
Dot on his face.
Yo, Bert, shout out to Myrtle Moog. Why don't you rap anymore, bro?
Yo.
Like, Myrtle Moog was out here catching these bodies.
Bodies after bodies
Myrtle Moog was catching. Oh, my God. But on some shit, That's true. Like, you know what I mean? Once you expose your weaknesses, people know what they are.
Yeah, that's how come.
And they take advantage.
Yeah, in relationships too.
Especially
like,
women, yo.
Especially like, in listen. Fellas, when it's poker, listen. Yeah, what y'all gotta understand, this relationship shit, it's a beatdown, son. And you gotta have your fist balled the fuck up, man. You understand? You gotta remain strong. You gotta remain, you know, stern in your decision making process. Because women naturally respect a leader, and leaders don't waver from their shit.
That's real. That's true.
They don't waver from their shit. Even when there's some doubt or there's some wrongness that might
say
you gotta be like, fuck it, I'll be wrong, but at least I stood by me.
That's it.
By my shit.
That's it. That's true. Like, in all reality, women don't like men that are weak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
always, you know, the doting boyfriend. Okay, let's.
Yeah, sure, baby.
I've been down that road. And
anything
it's
you want. Baby.
Bullshit.
Like, that's not the guy you want to be.
You know what? You know what?
Don't be that guy. Coming from me, Jack King, the King, C. Joe Black. Don't be the guy that says yes to everything to your lady. Even if you want to say yes to her,
sometimes you got to put in a no.
Say
just
no.
Cause. Yep.
Yo, say no
women,
just to
women
remind
don't
her
know what they
that
want.
It is possible that you will get no's.
Women don't know what they want.
They're confused. They are.
If you are that boyfriend, they don't want you to be that boyfriend. But when you're not that boyfriend, they want you to be that boyfriend.
You know what was a quote from Shutter Island?
Yeah, accurate.
You know what was a quote from Shutter Island? What's worse, right? To live long as a monster or die young as a good man.
Batman said, what did Batman say?
You either die a hero
or
live
long
enough to
see
yourself
become
a
villain.
There it is.
It's there.
There it is.
It's there.
You're either a simp and you know everything your girl wants, you do on the dot, and then watch yourself get fucking thrown to the wayside.
Simp nigga.
Or, you
simp
know what I mean?
Ass niggas.
You gotta. That's how bosses operate. Notice nobody likes their boss. Why? Because they gotta stand by certain decisions that they know is not favorable.
But they show up to work every day.
Thank you. They do.
Yo, another thing I hate, like yo. I hate when people post like, yo, I hate my job, blah, 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 blah. Quit.
Quit, yeah. Be homeless.
Simple. Quit.
Well, you know.
Stop complaining because there's people out there that don't have jobs.
Exactly. Yeah. Whenever I find myself about to complain, really, I'll be like, damn, but there's somebody out there really
that
hustling.
Have a job that's really looking
that
for a job.
Hungry for a job. Yeah.
If you're going to complain, quit.
Yo, shout
get
out
somebody
to
else
those
other
for jobs, man. Keep stay strong. Keep pushing. You going to hit that goal. Keep pushing. Every day is a day.
Yeah, and
every
real
day
talk.
Is a new day.
Keep pushing.
Never give
that
up.
Day, you gonna get there. I promise you. You gonna get there.
Nah, but
yeah, nonetheless, these men who call themselves men, but don't do what men are supposed to do.
Don't snitch.
Ooh, wow.
Go ahead.
We not snitching.
No, go ahead.
You
already started.
After some thought. No,
you already
listen,
started.
After some thought.
You want to know why? You want to know why you can snitch? Because right now, it's about you. You got to sell yourself. You not like them.
Like in all reality, bro. I feel like there's a lot of things wrong with what men do right now. Like, one of the things that men do and they need to stop doing. Especially black men is downplaying their black women. Like, as a man, your job is to lead, right? Wake up.
No, let's give him a try. I want to hear
you.
Because it might relate to one of us. I might be doing something wrong that he's talking about. And as an individual,
job,
I like to better myself.
What
bro?
Do you mean by downplaying black women, though?
My man. This man right now, every day on Instagram. What about the New Year's post?
The what?
The New Year's post.
That shit funny. She giving it up already.
wait.
Women trying to empower themselves. Black women trying to empower themselves.
Ever feel like,
she like 2015, I'm going to step on. I'm gonna step on knowledge. I'm gonna improve myself.
Oh, that bitch. Are you talking about the bitch with trench coat with the heels?
Yeah. And then.
Oh, where that bitch came from?
January 2nd, nigga.
Like, I seen a post on Instagram. Shout out to January Pension Plan 2nd. Poppy on Instagram. Follow Pension Plan Poppy. Yo, you know that
nah,
chick got.
Shout out.
You know she got married?
Who?
That same chick got married. Ooh. This week.
Wait, it was a real girl?
Oh, she getting a back shot.
Yo, it was a real girl?
She giving it up already?
Yo, if you go on Pension Plan Poppy Instagram.
Who don't got no bitches?
Shout out to Pension.
Nah,
Pension.
Wait, no.
Pension Plan Poppy. If you go on his Instagram
it's
page,
a real chick, the
she got married.
On the whatever is based on a real chick?
I don't know, but all I know is she got married, bro.
And she giving it up already?
She's getting married.
Who don't got no bitches?
She got married.
She got married.
And it's only March. She got married.
This is not real. This is a cartoon.
Oh,
my
bro,
nigga.
Bro.
This is cartoon.
She got
shit.
Married, bro. Wow. She got married.
Yeah, she really got married.
She up already, look at her face. This ain't her husband.
Her
she
goals,
was starting, right?
But she married.
It's
because
she got the cake, bro. Never trust a girl with a big butt and a nice smile.
All right. But get back to what you were saying.
She married now. She married now.
Get back to what she was saying.
My point is,
who the artist?
My point is, we gotta stop.
Who created that bitch?
We gotta stop down. Black men gotta stop downplaying they black women, man. Because in all reality, bro, these are our women.
But listen,
but they do it to these. There's a lot of them do it to themselves.
And on the flip side, because
we not doing what we supposed to do.
What you mean? What you mean by we not doing what we supposed to be doing?
But listen, you don't think there's black women out there that's downplaying guys like us?
24/7. They downplay us more than we downplaying them.
For,
and you know what?
For scam niggas.
He's about to touch it. He touched it.
You want us. Pandora's box is open.
Yo, he touched it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He opened the box.
Nah, but listen.
Yo, you're downplaying us, but he's scamming us,
niggas. But listen, though, ain't. We gonna have some scammer niggas listen to this too, so we can't. I mean, shout out to the scammers too, but we got. I mean, at the same time, some of y'all make it kind of hard for us working men. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
We get looked over.
I can't keep up.
Yo,
that's the thing. We can't. All right, So since we're gonna be real,
let me be real.
You're not supposed to keep up.
Let me be real.
You're not supposed to.
I can keep up, but I'm not going to.
We all can.
I'm not going to.
I can say fuck my student loans. I can say
keep
fuck
up.
Everything else
I can
and just say keep up with that shit.
Exactly.
But wait.
But
okay. Well, you know what? That's the next topic. Let's save that for next podcast. We'll talk. Lost out, beat up, dancing, found it. I found you somewhere up, right down there, right around there. Lost in, beat up.